So next up we've got Prutoon, Liberal Democrat, MP, leadership contender, and Shadow Environment Minister, of course. Thank you, Prutoon.
Well, thank you. I'm really pleased to be here. Have such a fantastic march to keep the pressure up on the government and to celebrate one major change, which is that we have just seen the first democratically elected politician being defeated because he was a climate change denier. John Howard of Australia is a warning to every other politician who fails to see the future and who is mired in the past. And that's going to be a warning for George Bush too. I can tell you that there are 10 months and 27 days and about 8 hours before the United States of America gets a newly elected president. And it's about time, because if the Bush White House fails to rise to the occasion of Bali, and it's the only developed country that has failed to send a top-level delegation to Bali, then we should be talking to the successors, because frankly there is more common sense in the little toe of each of the US presidential candidates than there is in George Bush's whole anatomy. And here in Britain, this march will keep up the pressure on the government. There wasn't a single word in Michael Meacher's speech that I disagreed with. The only problem is that Michael is a lone voice in Labour ranks. There aren't enough Labour MPs like him, and there need to be a lot more. Gordon Brown doesn't have a green bone in his body. The third runway at Heathrow, the failure to take a scheme to toll freight on the roads, the decision to let the big companies in this country off the hook in reporting their environmental impact, the reduction in green taxes year in, year out since 1999, all of these things show that when it comes to green action, Gordon Brown simply isn't there. And that's why we have to be really tough with the climate change bill. Make sure we have the annual targets, make sure that shipping and aviation are included, make sure that greenhouse gases other than carbon dioxide are included. Whose idea was it to leave out methane, more than 20 times as powerful as carbon dioxide? The reality is this government has a long way to go. Emissions are up, and its green action is down, and its marches like this and the success of the Bali talks, which can give us real hope and real optimism that we're going to see change. Thank you.